There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Going to hear from Nick Saban coming up in a few minutes as Alabama goes down to defeat in the national championship game. Or did they? Because Georgia's N'Kobe Dean was given the wrong national championship hat. He's walking around the field wearing an Alabama national championship hat, celebrating the Georgia national title. Obviously, he didn't know. Somebody just gave him the wrong hat, and he's wearing it around the field. Yeah, national champion. I don't care.
Well, you know what? It still says national champions on it.
That's true. And the does look like the Braves.
It kind of looks like the Braves. I tried to needle you with your Mets loves. So.
It's Georgia. Georgia is Atlanta. Maybe, hey, the Braves. It could be a Braves hat, too.
I just tried to needle you. It was more anything, but certainly that is not the right hat.
Maybe it just says national, and then in the middle it says league, really small. Champs, and with the A, and it's the Atlanta Braves logo.
Can anybody get me one of those? I'd like it for my collection. Things gone wrong. wrong. We opened the wrong box. These were all they sent. They beat them last time. They figured they'd get them again. Ha-ha!
Now, remember, you have the Alabama hats. I have the Georgia hats. Right, yeah, got it, got it. Yeah, great, great, great. I got it. Remember, you have the Alabama. Right, I got it. I'm not going to give the hats to anybody. Hey, they won here, dude. Take a hat, man. This is great. Take it, take it, take a hat. This is fantastic.
Maybe it's a troll job. Just saying, you know what? You're going to look embarrassing on those, all the photos, even if the confetti's falling around you.
Maybe it's Mac Jones who was mad and he's giving out the Alabama national title hats to everybody. Maybe that's what's
might
happening.
Be a little salty that other folks are smoking cigars.
Okay.
Pick it up where he and Joe Burrow left off.
That's kind of become the thing. Like, that's another thing that Joe Burrow did. It's like, since the Joe Burrow cigar shot, winning the national title, I think that's kind of everybody's thing now. Is, now we're going to smoke. Now the quarterback's got to smoke a cigar after he wins a national championship.
Well, I mean, that is a classic. I mean, it's not Len Dawson, but it's close. The classic Len Dawson smoking in full
a cigar
uniform,
at halftime, yeah.
sitting there on a folding chair.
Yeah, and you know what he's drinking?
Beer.
A Fresca. No, he's drinking a Fresca in that picture. Yeah, I get that picture sent to me all the time. Dude, here's Len Dawson, halftime of the Super Bowl, smoking a butt and drinking a Fresca.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, he's drinking a Fresca, man.
A bottle of Fresca.
Yeah.
That's the key.
I mean, that was the 60s when you could get bottles of Fresca. Now Fresca is only on the very bottom shelf where it's really dusty, where you know the guys haven't pulled a six-pack or a 12-pack off there in, like, months.
I was going to say, middle America, where you can have enough land to have your own storage stuff that is, quote, expired. That's
dude.
Like, what's back there? Old soda cans? Do you have any of Steel Curtain? Iron City beer?
The zombie apocalypse could happen, and you would go through it, and it would be a movie, and people would go, oh, they've cleaned out this store. There would still be like the three last 12 packs of Fresca. People would go, nah, I don't want that. We got to get something else. They would still be picky enough in a zombie apocalypse to say, nah, let's leave the Fresca for the next people.
Sure, there's no water back there.
We could use them as weapons. We can throw the cans at the zombies. All right, great. Get them
there.
We could drink it too. No, forget about drinking it. We use it as weapons. It's Fresca. We're not going to drink it. It's probably
bottles
no good
break.
Anyway.
Bottles will break, and then their cars will have flat tires. That is our weapon of choice.
Oh, the zombies can drive now. Oh, I got to write that down. Zombies can drive. Zombies.
Hey, they've got super speed in some interpretation. So, I mean, all bets are off when it comes to zombies.
But I think if a zombie can drive, it would be more a comedy. Like, I don't think a zombie's going to drive like in, some kind of serious Walking Dead type show.
You're pondering zombies. You know what? All this other stuff that they've been doing on The Walking Dead, but driving too far.
That zombie, look, that zombie doesn't know what he's doing. Come on, zombie, get out of the road. Come on, make the play, make a turn. Signal, zombie. That zombie. So now he's getting out of the car. Now you want to fight? Now you want a road rage zombie? All right, then you pull a bat out. Then, yeah, that's how it happens.
See, that's part of your next screenplay.
There it is. It would be road rage, and that would be the opening scene of a movie. Is a guy driving, listening to the radio, and then something happens in front. He gets really mad, and he gets out the car, and he hits the car in front of him. He gets out, and the zombie gets out and like eats his head, and that's like the and then boom, smash cut to the titles. And I'm picturing that's like a Simon Pegg movie.
Sure.
But that's like the opening scene. Then boom, and here comes a zombie movie. The zombies
think
are driving.
About it. We got Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Abraham Lincoln's a vampire killer. So why not this?
All right, maybe
Road
Lincoln
rage.
Was a vampire. Spider-Man. But yes, Georgia with a national championship. They beat Alabama 33-18. Kirby Smart, who was on Nick Saban's staff for about 75 years before getting the gig at Georgia, defeats his former mentor. What did Saban have to say after the Tide goes down to defeat to finish 13-2 this season? Here's a couple of minutes of Nick Saban from just moments ago.
Nick, I'm wondering if you know yet the severity of Jameson's injury or what exactly it is.
He has a knee injury. We won't know the extent of the knee injury until we get an MRI. He actually wanted to play in the second half, and the medical staff, wouldn't let him, which I think was smart, because he has a future as a football player. Look, this guy contributed tremendously to our team all year. He has great speed. He's a vertical threat. I think our offensive coaches did a great job of utilizing his talent this year. He's been very productive. So anytime you lose players like this, it has an impact on your team. Yeah, it gives other players opportunities, and I'm not disappointed in how they responded to that, but there's no question that you win with great players. You win with great people. And he's been a great person and a great player on our team all year long, so when you take him out of the lineup, it has to have some impact.
We have two more questions. Our first one we'll take from Haley Sutton.
Coach, just the senior class that you had this year, particularly like Phil Mathis and Brian Robinson, I know this isn't the way they wanted to go out, but just how proud of you are you of those guys and what they've been able to do at the University of Alabama?
Yeah, those guys have accomplished, you know, a tremendous amount of good things in their career at the University of Alabama, not only in how many games they've won and how productive they've been on the field, but these are fine young men who have really developed nicely from a character and attitude standpoint, and will have, a tremendous opportunity to be successful in the future regardless of what they choose to do. We didn't have a lot of seniors on our team this year, but those two guys that you mentioned, they were great ones.
And we'll take our last question from Mike Rodak.
Specific to Ajay Hall, there's obviously a point where he wasn't playing this season, and just what happened over the last couple months that gave you confidence to put him back out in the field?
Well, he's really improved in practice in terms of gaining some confidence in what to do, how to do it. And, you know, all players have to make an investment in their development. You know, we have a responsibility and obligation to play the best players, but we also have a responsibility and obligation not to put players on the field who are not going to be productive because they don't know what to do or they're not confident in how to do it and why it's important to do it that way. So that's all part of a young player's development. And then the last, all these bowl practices, starting with the SEC championship game, you know, Ajay has started to develop confidence, and he's got a lot of ability. And he started to develop confidence in knowing what to do, knowing how to do it, knowing why it's important to do it that way. And I think the players on the offensive side of the ball started to develop confidence in him as well. So had some opportunities tonight. He made some good plays.
All right, so there's Nick Saban. And you know what I love about Nick Saban is he sounds the exact same whether they win or lose. They could have won the national championship. That's exactly what he would be saying. He'd be saying the same kind of thing. Well, you know, this is how it is. This is reality, and that's how I'm going to say. All right, next question. It's the same
way. Tomorrow we get back to work.
It's the same way.
That's just it.
Yeah.
A little bit of smiling, a little bit of celebration, but same when he gets to the podium.
You know – No, go ahead, finish what you're saying.
No, that's it. I mean, but that's why you have the longevity and the success you do, right? You celebrate or you have your down moment away from a camera, wherever you find that respite for a moment, and then it's time to get back to work, right? Then never let them see you sweat motto.
It's real. That's really tough. You know, I think about that for coaches, and you know, now the more that I've been coaching the last few years, just certain things that I pick up more than I did in the past, and just how coaches can treat winning and losing, how some of them can treat winning and losing the same, it baffles me. Right, because you see most coaches, you can tell when they win, hey, they're a certain way. When they lose, they're a certain way, and I see that. But coaches like Nick Saban, who are very matter of fact, and you win, this is how it's going to be, and how are we going to celebrate? We won. Okay, we're moving on, and we're back to work tomorrow. And I'm looking at tape and looking for the next players to come in, and who's filling the depth chart, like the last scene of Friday Night Lights when he's pulling all the names off and putting the new names up. It really is some kind of way to treat winning and losing the same that I, especially in the public, when it's so easy to just have a bad 2 or 3 seconds, and suddenly that becomes the moment that everybody focuses on with you, and oh, look at this, he lost his mind right here, he couldn't believe it, oh, and that's something that's focused on for like 2 or 3 days. To be able to just do it that way and be that
even keeled. I don't know how coaches do it. I don't know how coaches like Saban do it. I don't know how other guys do. I mean, you look at Kirby Smart, right? Who jumped higher? Ja Morant with that block last night or Kirby Smart after Ringo's interception? You see he's like 8 feet off the ground, leaping in the air, running around, hugging people. And you know if they lost, it would have been the opposite. It would have been really upset and very emotional. You know, that's how you expect guys to be able to react. But, you know, when you're able to be the exact same both ways, wow. I mean, that's really something. It not only builds mystique, but it builds being able to deal with, you can deal with success pretty well, but you can deal with failure even better. If I don't let myself get emotional about it and make decisions and say things or make decisions personnel-wise that I couldn't, we're going to bounce back from this faster than we had before. I mean, really, it's amazing you can do stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Nick Saban's commentary, I caught a little bit of his hallway interview, was about, look, we played as well as we could. We were even for 52 minutes, and we weren't able to finish, right? Talked and praised the young guys just like he did there at the podium. Give credit to the older players, but it comes with experience, and we talk about it with organizational stability, right? I mean, I alluded to the podcast I did in Chicago earlier where a bunch of rants, but asked about, well, what do you want to, you know, and or who do you, for a GM? I go, well, go see if you can raid the cupboard in New England or Pittsburgh or Baltimore or Green Bay. Otherwise, I don't want you. Those are the four organizations that they might have a blip on the radar where a year goes sideways on them, but otherwise they're going to be competitive and they're consistent in their talent evaluation. Likewise, when you look at Alabama and, you know, I mentioned New England with Belichick, you know, I kind of see he and Saban, it's no wonder they're, you know, friends and all that, they're kindred spirits with that, is that you get the same guy no matter what happens in a game, right? And that's the type of environment that you want, because, you know, if you got an emotional coach, as we've seen so many times throughout, you know, there's more erratic behavior and performance that goes with it, and it's a trickle-down effect through your staff and through your players.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Well, coming up next, you're not going to believe who is being blamed the most for Alabama's loss and Georgia's victory. We'll tell you coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Where we are on the afterburners of Georgia's national championship victory over Alabama. And the person getting the most blame for Alabama's defeat, it's not Bryce Young, it's not Nick Saban, it's not the injuries to Jameson Williams and a couple other players. No. It is offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien. This has to make Trevor Lawrence feel great. Hey, this guy could be my Oh, wow. No one likes the job he did in the national championship game. Yeesh. But look, this is the case, Mike, where you can say, all right, is it too much inside football to blame Bill O'Brien? And no, it's not. Because this Alabama team, and I said it while the game was coming down to the end, watching Alabama play against Georgia tonight was just like watching the Super Bowl last year, watching the Chiefs try to get downfield against Tampa Bay's defense. Tampa Bay had a great game plan coming in to stop Patrick Mahomes, and the Chiefs kept trying to do the same things. Mahomes would try to create some time, look 30 yards downfield and throw it deep, looking for that play that was going to spark the team to go. And they couldn't do it because Tampa Bay kept getting pressure with just their front line. And so when you can do that, you can cover guys downfield. But the Chiefs kept doing it, kept saying, we're going to keep doing it. No, you can't just chuck it up 30 yards downfield when you can have six DBs back there because you're getting pressure with your front guys. So where was any sort of creativity, right? Where were jet sweeps to Tyreek Hill? Where was something different for the Chiefs to get their team going? There was none. They just kept trying to do the same thing over and over again. And I watched the same thing happening tonight with Alabama. And you want to know why they lost? You watch Georgia's defense able to get pressure on Bryce Young
every single play. Every single play, there was a linebacker running free. They were in the backfield, and Bryce Young was off his back foot the entire game. And it kept him off. Even though he had a good game statistically, you watch the game and you can see, okay, he really had a bad night. He couldn't step into throws. He wouldn't step into throws. And Alabama kept doing the same thing. Let's just go deep down the sideline. Let's just go deep. Hey, let's go. For the final drive was, we got to get down the field and get a touchdown. And let's throw three 40-yard verts in a row. What are you doing? You know, I mean, it's like, what's happening on this? What is Bill O'Brien doing? And, you know, we talked about Bryce Young's part of it is that, dude, you got to start stepping up and stepping into balls and throwing the ball downfield because Georgia was in his head. But how about a little bit something to get something going for Alabama? Because they just kept doing the same things all night. They kept doing the same things. We talk about those last three plays that Alabama had that basically clinched the game. They throw three deep passes. The first pass was into double coverage, which was awful. The second pass should have been caught. Third pass was the worst one that got picked off and run all the way back for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. This was Alabama's offense, and there was nothing to say, okay, let's combat what Georgia is doing defensively, whether it's a couple more designed quarterback runs or some delayed handoffs to get where you can get through the holes of the blitzers. Something, something, something. There was nothing. It was, we're going to run the same thing and hope that at some point we hit it, and then that becomes something where we start playing downhill. There was no change in what Alabama tried to do, and Georgia was more than happy to say, okay, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We're going to keep sending linebackers. We're going to disguise the blitzes really well so you don't know where they're coming from, and you think it's coming from the right side, it's coming from the left. There's no answer Alabama had, and Bill O'Brien had nothing. So for the guy who had a great year, he had the Heisman Trophy winner, and now his name is being mentioned for the Jaguars, and he'd be the head coach there. I watched this game, and I go, wow, he just kept doing the same thing over and over again, and it didn't work. And that's kind of who he was, you know, when he was at the end, when he was failing with Houston. I'm going to do the same thing I always am. I'm going to trade all my good players, not make good trades back. I'm going to piss everybody off, and then I'm going to wind up getting fired.
He thought he was making good trades.
He thought he was, yes. He thought he was. But I still don't see where now suddenly I can get excited about Bill O'Brien if I'm Trevor Lawrence or anybody else.
No, I don't understand why that would even be an option with so many viable candidates out there. I don't know that he should stay in Alabama. That's a whole other thing, even though he had a Heisman winner. But, you know, look, people calling for his head. There's no question. So why don't I just echo what they had to say? And look, obviously, it's the national title game, and you lost your two leading receivers in the last couple of weeks. There's going to be something to that, right? But when we look at, you know, pushing the ball downfield, 28 total runs, 30 yards. We talked about it all night, the inefficiency of the run game. The biggest thing is that you have, you know, college football, even in the national title game, the clock will still stop on a first down. You still had three timeouts. And, yes, chunk yardage is a big deal. You're inside of 2 minutes. I get that. But you have plenty of opportunities to stop the clock. And they made the point on the broadcast, give them full credit here, not a lot of two-minute offense work from either of these squads. And it showed, right? It showed. You didn't. I mean, Alabama wasn't in that circumstance much at all this year where you were really pressing and trying to get your rhythm while, you know, keeping the clock as your friend as best you could. And you saw it here with all the deep shots downfield. The Ja'Cory Brooks first pass broken up. Smith makes a play, but you know he beat the corner, maybe a little bit out, but the safety comes over and helps make sure that gets shut down. Again, to Brooks on that deep pass. I mean, he laid it out there perfectly. You know, so you know, calling it again, it should have worked. Alas, you have a guy who had 9 catches who will probably be a first-round pick in 3 years or mm-hmm. 2 years. Mm-hmm. But for now, he's a young receiver making his way and had gotten his separation late. And then that last ball was just a duck. Underthrew, didn't know if he was having his guy cut off his route. What you got was Ringo. I just want to call him Ringo.
Ringo.
Running it back.
I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd here, Ringo.
You know what? They had a couple of guys up front that were the shepherds and led him home for that big touchdown. A field of green in you know our brief communication with him last hour. It was really cool to be able to have a minute with him before you know technology and noise become an issue. But for Bill O'Brien, yeah, he'll get the derision. And that last sequence there. But you had three timeouts. Like, this is an overall coaching debacle in terms of, all right, calm the blank down. It's still a one-possession game. Slow, methodical, plenty of opportunities to stop the clock, and they didn't. Kept going for the downs, and it cost them.
Look, and that's why it goes from him to Bryce Young, who, look, Bryce Young could have checked to a different receiver, could have thrown the ball a different place, but he didn't really have any time.
Well, he had two guys there, right?
And he
got it right in the middle of him.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have time to get to my secondary receiver because I got a linebacker breathing down my neck every throw. And as you mentioned earlier, his name tonight was Bryce Young off his back foot. That was almost every throw he had. Yeah. He couldn't step into anything. He couldn't do it. And that's where you got to get your quarterback in a place where the game can slow down a little bit for him and he has time to make some decisions, because it was just basically, okay, maybe our athlete can out-athlete another great athlete and make a play. And you're not going to do that in the national title game. There was nothing that gave Bryce Young a chance to say, okay, I can drop back in the pocket and I can have one play where I can see the field and make. No, every single play, George is able to keep. And even in plays where they didn't quite have the direct pressure on him, you can tell he was feeling it, moving around in the pocket a little bit when he didn't have to. Because when you get pressured like that, you think it's coming. And it's being able to, okay, Let's make sure the plays help. Let's do something a little bit different. Let's give our quarterback some kind of confidence. And also, let's get in our quarterback's head and say, dude, when you have to deliver the ball and take a hit, you got to deliver the ball and take a hit. Because that's part of it, too, to go from Bill O'Brien to Bryce Young, is that when they kicked a field goal to go down 13-12, he wouldn't step into a throw on the goal line that would have been a touchdown. Had a receiver wide open in the back of the end zone, but I'm going to get hit, so I'm going to fall backwards. I'm falling backwards and throwing the ball sidearm. I get that you're athletic enough to make that play and you've made that play, but dude, you got to step up and step into that throw and make it. Because that was the difference between here's a field goal and we're trailing versus here's a touchdown and now we're up 17-13. And the game changes because now we have the lead and they're chasing us again. So yeah,
it was either step like in or at least give it a little bit of loft so we can run under it.
Yeah, this was an offensive failure by Alabama. But look, I give Georgia credit because they had the right game plan going in. And it's not that the Alabama team was out-coached, because Alabama had a pretty good game plan going and they slowed down Georgia offensively, weren't able to do things. But when it came time to, all right, what do we do a little bit differently to get things opened up in the second half, Georgia made the plays and Alabama made none. Right, so as bad as it was in the first half, okay, we had a long halftime, right? The Katy Perry music video was like 45 minutes long, which was awesome.
People are really kind of creeped out by that, by the way.
I don't know why people don't like it. That was a great video.
Well, I could have watched. I think part of it was, I was watching with my kids. I only half paid attention. I was doing something else.
It's on national television. It wasn't that. Okay, I could have watched that more than I could have watched the first half again, which was 9-6. but, look, you had that time to be able to adjust and you couldn't. And Georgia made a little bit more. It's not like Georgia suddenly opened up the game and the second half game was a blowout, but they were able to adjust just a little bit more than Alabama, that was kind of stuck in the mud for the entire second half. And that's a failure, like I said, from Bill O'Brien down to Bryce Young, down to the offense, that Alabama. I know they were missing a couple of guys, but guys get hurt. Guys get hurt and it's next man up, and you're talking about replacing a five-star guy with a five-star guy. But Alabama didn't even try anything different. And that's what gets me, is that they didn't even try something. Hey, let's see if this works, instead of let's throw downfield to inexperienced wide receivers, right? Let's just keep throwing deep down. But guys that haven't made catches like this or played in this kind of situation with this kind of responsibility all season long, and suddenly now this is going to work. Oh man, you got to give me something different.
Let me throw a couple other things here. Number one, 19-18, all the way down to the touchdown at 3:33 remaining. So, all right, you're hanging. Now it's trying to figure out, the chess match down the stretch. And when I'm going to equate it to the Sunday night game for my second point here. At some point, you got to figure out a way to back guys off, even if it's just a quick little, hey, you give them a tap on the way by to try to get him off his gate. You know, much like we kept calling for the Chargers to do with Max Crosby. Sorry, Frostburg, I should have told you to cover your ears. In the Sunday night game that ended the NFL regular season.
He got beat 50 plays in a row.
No, right that tackle. Was... No, look, Max Crosby gets one or two more games like that on the schedule. He takes over as Defensive Player of the Year.
He breaks the sack record in two games.
Oh, no, yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that go with that. But, you know, you didn't have any answer or any help there. Likewise, there was no solution, and dare I say, for much of the game, not really an attempt to change that up. To try to bring it back. And we saw some guys doing some superhero stuff, man. Straight out of the MCU of, you know, the routes they took to go get pressure. And that's on both sides. Both defenses getting after it to the point of, I don't even know what you can do anymore. That's where if you're a coordinator, you're a line coach, you're just kind of throwing papers in the air going, I have no idea. That guy's, is he part spirit at this point? The way he's weaving his way around our line and our running backs, they've got no chance. But yeah, Bill O'Brien wearing it, Young's gonna wear it, especially, you know, the great expectations of he's your Heisman winner. He's supposed to figure out a way to navigate. Two-minute drill. Couldn't get it done.
So, yes, it is the national championship for Georgia as Kirby Smart leaps high in the air on Keely Ringo's INT, and Georgia comes away with the victory.
I think both his hammies stayed intact, buddy.
Yes, they did.
Like,
so he's okay now.
No reports of any injury just yet for Kirby.
Yeah. Forget about John Morant with the block. Yeah, that's so yesterday. Kirby Smart
How
jumping that high.
How insane was that, though?
I mean, he had a block like that in college, too.
I know, but, like, look, he's a superhero in, you know, the full disclosure in my secondary sports card, NFT, and all that kind of world. I got a stack of Morants. I mean, looking at that block, like, I must have rewound that but 20 times. And then it started showing up in my timeline with every refresh, so I didn't need to look at it anymore because it was there staring me in the face. Even on a big NFL Sunday, it took over.
Yeah. Well, come on. When you make a block like that, I mean, that's unbelievable.
Why isn't this guy playing wide receiver for our team?
Is it Ja Morant and Zion Williamson starting to break down a little bit like Greg Oden and Kevin Durant? A little bit.
Hey,
we had to take this guy number one who was so good, but he can't stay healthy. The guy taking number two was just incredible. Ooh, it's starting to play. Look, every generation we get it, right? But that was Greg Oden was the big man that everybody said was going to be a super-duper star. And, yeah, Kevin Durant was great too, but, boy, Oden's like a unicorn. We got to go get him. And then Oden couldn't stay healthy. And here's Durant years later, championships, MVPs later, still one of the top players in the league. Kind of how it's going a little bit for Zion and Ja Morant. Zion can't stay on the floor, and Ja Morant is just, he's his own thing. You know, he's not like anybody else, and he's starting to dominate kind of like Kevin Durant did, starting to see some similarities there.
And they've won nine in a row now, and just remember, every generation blames the one before.
Well, yeah, because that's the way to do it. That's the way. You got to blame who's coming, because you can't blame what's coming next. You got to blame who comes before you. It's everybody.
Really
that's
you were
whose fault.
Start singing the living years for me.
I could do this all day. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next. So with this season now over and Georgia the national champions, right now we told you Alabama and Georgia are the two favorites to win the college football playoff next season. Coming up next, Mike and I will give you some outside-the-box picks at who could crash the playoff party next year in college football. That's straight ahead right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios where we are celebrating Georgia's national championship as they beat Alabama 33-18. And look, their first national title going back to 1980. Herschel Walker was a freshman. They win the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Buck Belue's pass to Lindsey Scott. Run, Lindsey, run. It's been a minute for Georgia. But look, for a team that we thought Alabama was going to win. And look, every time Alabama's playing for the national championship, it seems, okay, Alabama's the best team. Georgia, even though they didn't go wire to wire, Georgia was the best team at the beginning of the year. They were the best team in the middle, and they were the best team at the end. Yes, they lost in the SEC title game to Alabama, and it was a wake-up call kind of game for them, but it's not like Georgia, you know, came out of nowhere. Look, they won that big game opening week over Clemson 10-3 when we thought Clemson was going to be great, and it was, oh, maybe Clemson's not going to be good.
But we had a hell of a time watching that game in our window.
It was, right? Yeah,
we got to talk about that as it was going on, just wondering if the dam was ever going to break on either side.
Yeah, it was a difficult watch because you're expecting more points, but you knew kind of right away that, okay, well, their defense is really good, and they were the best team. I mean, this way, right. Like I said, you default to, well, Nick Saban, Alabama, but Georgia, they were the best in the beginning, best middle, best at the end. It's, you know, they had the blip in the title game.
That was one of the lines that in different bits of Saban talking, either at the podium or in the hallway or whatever else, because they were the most consistent team all year. We just go through the numbers. They give up 9.5 points per game coming into tonight. That's impossible. I mean, that's SEC of a few years ago. Now there's actually offense in the conference, right? And tonight, you know, still just 18 allowed, and you can look at it and say, well, you had the touchdown came after a disputed call. So, I mean, they did their job.
It is a very satisfying thing, I always feel like, when the best team most of the season wins it all at the end. I feel like, okay, I shepherded through, and it puts an exclamation point on it. The best team should win, and the best team did win. You know, it's weird.
I like
when
that,
it's
or absolute chaos. It's got to go one way or the other.
Yeah, that's true. How the hell did this team win? I don't understand. This is unbelievable. So there you go. That's Georgia winning the national title. But the odds already for next season are out in college football. And look, we talked about these teams a little bit last hour on the show. To no one's surprise, Alabama and Georgia are the favorites, right? Alabama's 5-2, Georgia's 9-2. Best news is the most popular schools, the biggest schools, the best schools are the top eight favorites. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, Michigan, USC, Notre Dame. Those are the most popular, biggest schools in college football, and right now they're projected to have the best odds to get to the national championship game. But if we can go with a couple of outside-the-box teams that, if things fall right, they could play for the national championship, right? These are outside-the-box teams. They're outside, you know, we're getting outside the favorites here, because I look at the path to the national championship and what you have to overcome in a Power 5 conference. So the first team I'm going to look at is the ACC, because they have a lot of talent. They had a lot of talent last year, and now they got Mario Cristobal coming in. The ACC is wide open, and a watch out for Miami. I can see Miami. I can see him having an immediate effect on that program because they have a lot of talent. Look, Manny Diaz recruited a lot of talent there in Miami. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of missteps, and now he's coaching, you know, defense coordinator at Penn State, but he brought in a lot of talent. Mario Cristobal is clearly someone who has that pedigree. I can see him getting Miami because they're in the ACC, and who knows how good Clemson's going to be. You're talking about teams like North Carolina State may be at the top. Watch out for Miami, because if you're talking about a one-loss Miami ACC team, they can get to the national championship.
Yeah, that was actually on my short list, so you cheated off my paper. I'm going to go with the outside-the-box thinking that things break better in Texas, i.e. they build the machine to figure out in the transfer portal where they can fill up some holes, because there's plenty of money and opportunity in Austin.
Quinn Ewers, he made all that money to not take a snap in Ohio State. I'm going to do it all in Texas now.
You know what? I mean, you want to talk about a guy who found loopholes in a system right away? Good on him.
I'm with you on that. Texas, and the thing is that Oklahoma's a big a big favorite, and who knows who's going to be playing where for Oklahoma. They lost all kinds of guys. They got all kinds of flux going on in the Big 12, and the Big 12 is pretty competitive. Oklahoma State probably should have gone out of there. They should have been in the playoff this year. I mean, I get that every year Oklahoma just lost their head coach and lost a lot of recruits. They got a lot of questions. They lost their quarterback. They lost everything. You can't just, Oklahoma's going to get back in. Yeah, I'm not quite buying an Oklahoma there, so I kind of like your Texas pick there, buddy, a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously just based on the clout of the conference, if you're going to try to pick behind Ohio State, obviously Michigan is just a question mark with what Harbaugh decides to do. And they lost a couple of really key components, right? You might have the number one overall pick coming out of Michigan in this year's NFL draft. But you look at Penn State and the continuity there. A lot of top-notch athletes, a lot of young guys pressed into service this year. So I hang a star on them for a little bit of an outlier.
The other team I'm going to tell you, and this is kind of like a big, resurgence in sports there, is watch out for Baylor. Watch out for Baylor. Their schedule next year, everybody big. They got to play in Waco. Baylor had a big year. Watch out. That big turnaround is something, man. Watch out. Suddenly Baylor's now the big power in college basketball, and maybe they have another year like that in college football too. Who knows?
Well, the stars do align, right? Cyclical, and find that opportunity. And right now it's about keeping the noise out of your, for lack of a better term, organization. as you go through, right? No, because it's about building the mousetraps at this point, right?
Yeah.
How do you handle NIL as an athletic department and as a school, trying to make sure that you're giving people a good path, good information, and using that to your advantage? Those are going to be the winners here these next couple of years.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. So there it is. If you missed any of our coverage on George winning the national title, it goes up in our best of in a few moments on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it is there. Ben Maller is next. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.